One of the greatest benefit I've had living in California is that Los Angeles is so close to me. I remember the first time I went there, I was probably around 17 years old. I remember hearing about LA, of course, in movies and seeing it on my freeway signs, west to go to Los Angeles and east to go to Palm Springs. I never really gave it much thought. But for the first time, I was able to spend the week there. I had a friend traveling from Australia, so I decided to stay in the city to kind of spend time with him and hang out with my friend Annette. In college, I had met a good group of people in Australia, and they became my really good friends and almost like family when I was living there. They took care of me in so many ways. And looked after me. And so to pay the favor back, and also to spend time with them, we spent the week together and we did so many cool Los Angeles things. So I wanted to share those things with you here. So you could, if you ever decide to travel down, you can do some of the cool things we did. We did a hike in the Griffin, which was beautiful, even though it was foggy. We also did some shopping and visiting different cafes. We visited a friend of Annette's who lives in Oceanside. He's an artist, so his house was super creative and really interesting just to have a look around. Remind me of a really cool Urban Outfitter store that was outside. And then also meeting new people and hearing their experiences and coming out of my little circle because I do live in a bubble at times. I live and work at church, and my social group is at church. So it was just really nice to get out into the city, to get reminded of the people who are so different than I. We did Uber, which drove us around all over the city. We didn't have to worry about parking. Just had a great time. So this summer, try to do something fun, even if it's local, nearby. Put the extra money away so you can stay there and not have to worry about driving. Driving can be one of the most stressful parts of driving or going on an airplane. The travel portion is the most stressful part of a vacation. So I did need a few days afterwards to recuperate and to regather. But I, of course, I was inspired and came back refreshed, which is the point of traveling. As a creative, you definitely need to get out of your zone. You need to get out of your circle. You need to have conversations. You need to just listen and gather up those stories. So I really enjoyed that. So I had a good time hanging out with my Australian friends from college. We'll always be best friends with them, no matter how much we've changed. It's good to reconnect. Thanks, guys.